this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard Disney's Magical Express.
Fly on the back of this powerful animal called Ikron, or as we call it, a banshee.
Nice work, pal.
The tonight's story of the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mountains and Monorails. If you missed yesterday's episode, we are doing a quick recap episode for each of the parks, releasing them one day each week. One for each day of the week, except for Friday. Somewhere in there are the words required to assemble the thought I was trying to impart to the listeners.
Yeah, so if you missed our episode yesterday about Magic Kingdom, check back. Listen to that one. And today we're going to talk about Hollywood Studios, Cody's favorite park, and what was new or what was new to us this trip.
Yeah, so the Pixar gift shop is a little more permanently built out into the exit of Toy Story Midway Mania.
Oh, yes. That's Jesse's. Is it Jesse's Roundup? Is that what it's called? Jesse's Trading Post? Woody's Roundup is the restaurant that's coming.
Yes,
Jesse's Trading Post is the gift shop.
Yeah, so when I heard the news that there was going to be a Toy Story gift shop, I kind of thought it was going to be over by the restaurant and be like
separate.
Yeah, and a little more of like, you know, an actual gift shop.
Cody was disappointed.
I feel like Toy Story Land gets the short end of the stick a lot.
Yeah.
It feels like kind of the most slapped together part of Hollywood Studios,
mm-hmm.
because it, you know, kind of was that.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like with the store, there used to be the small Toy Story gift shop connected to the exit of Toy Story Mania. And all they've done is make that a little bit larger. Mm-hmm. But like, it's really basically the same. And if you're not, you can, of course, we did not ride Toy Story Mania this trip. We just walked through the exit to get to this gift store, which is like kind of a long walk.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you didn't know it was there, you would absolutely not go that way because it's the exit of a ride. So it's kind of strange. And yeah, I mean, we did not spend any money there. I will say it's mostly kid stuff there. Not a lot of adult Toy Story merch. So maybe if you have small children who are very into Toy Story, you will be more interested in this store.
Yeah, I mean, even then, I don't feel like it has good Toy Story merch that you couldn't get somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, would you like to buy a 16-inch Buzz or Woody? Both of which are available at your, you know, local Walmart and Target.
Sure. There's lots of clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
That probably aren't, but yeah, we were.
I would just like to see Toy Story get a fair shake, and I don't feel like it does.
Yeah. We were underwhelmed, but maybe with the restaurant opening.
I'm very excited for the restaurant.
I am too. But also the Pixar store on Sunset or Hollywood Boulevard or whichever road was also open, which we had not seen. We had not seen it reopen since COVID until this trip. So we're not sure when that reopened, but we were just going through all the shops down there at the front of the park and we saw that it was open. So we popped in there. It's the same as it was before. But yeah. Fun to see it back.
Yeah, and
back
it'll always
action.
Have whatever the most recent, Pixar movie to come out, it'll have some merch for, which might be the only place you find merch for like Soul and stuff like
yeah.
that. So. If you're like a, you know, fan of a more niche Pixar property, that might be your best bet to find something other than maybe a pin somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, so I was glad to see that reopened. I kind of thought it was getting remodeled or something from the way they had it closed, but it seemed exactly the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, it seemed the same. But
it could have been staffing
sure.
issues for,
yeah.
for a lot of that.
The only other thing I think we did at Hollywood Studios new to us was we went into, I don't know what it's called, the little museum. And
the museum is one man's dream. It's
yes,
the theater, if you're on your way from like the Chinese theater area of the park to cut back to Toy Story Land, you go past this theater. It is also where you can meet Mike and Sully. That line was crazy long. Yes. Or you can just meet Sully. Sorry.
I think it was just Sully when we were there. A long line to meet Sully, but then it's a whole museum about Walt Disney, and
it is a bunch of
cool models of various buildings around Disney World. Lots of history. I did notice, and I mean, this is going to be true anywhere, I guess. I did notice there was one placard billboard thing that was like talking about all the different lands and that Galaxy's Edge would be coming in 2019, which made me laugh because obviously it's 2022 and Galaxy's Edge has been there since 2019. So it's kind of tricky when you're doing things that are coming in a museum, but super cool. Loved seeing the models.
Yeah, there was, I think my favorite part, aside from the like cool models of various park structures, was a demonstration, like a quick video, and then they had like the multiple panes laid out vertically of like one of the ways that Disney Animation sort of changed the game for animated movies was basically like creating a parallax effect with like they would do a separate pane for each thing in a frame that was going to be at a different distance from the camera. So that they could then film the various layers of drawing and get that effect by then moving them relative to each other, mm-hmm. And make things change and create like a more realistic effect. So that was a really cool thing to see and have explained in a like 40-second video that just loops.
Yeah. And with the model, right there showing you this is what it is. It was very cool. And then inside of that theater, they also have it's the One Man's Dream. They have a little theater where they'll play a video. And currently what was playing was a preview of Strange World, which is the newest.
Not the Gravity Falls movie, but it looks like it.
The newest movie that I think comes out this weekend or maybe next. Comes out this month.
It comes out for Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure.
It comes out this month. So we sat and watched that. I mean, it was short. It was, 2.5 minutes? Something like that. Maybe more than that, but less than 5. But that was fun and it was cute. Seems like a movie that we will watch. Maybe not in theaters, but one day.
I might go. I've got an AMC subscription.
There we go.
I'll go see whatever. But yeah, so not a ton going on at Hollywood Studios in the way of new stuff.
Well, Fantasmic is going on, but we didn't get to see it.
Yeah, well, so we got multiple invites to the pass holder stuff that they were doing at like 9:30, but we had a friend with us who's not an AP, and so it just didn't work out for us to go.
Yeah, and we would have made more of an effort to get to Fantasmic if we did not have a trip coming up in December where we will make a point to go then, because Fantasmic is wonderful and we can't wait to see it again.
A Reddit post that a lady got beamed by a firework at Fantasmic.
Well, that sounds terrifying night. And we will not be sitting in the front row.
She was in the fourth row.
We will sit far away.
It looked like it was one of the ones that the Maleficent dragon like shoots out of its mouth and it did not ignite, so it was just a like dud that flew out.
Ouch. Well, anyway, I do enjoy Fantasmic and I'm very excited that it's back. So just to say, we know it's back. We're excited. It didn't happen on this trip, so it's not part of our list.
Yeah. So I think that's everything for Hollywood Studios. Just a quick recap there. And then we will be back tomorrow to tell you about what was new to us and new to the parks at Epcot for this trip.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.